What's up, everybody? Welcome to another episode of Elon's Matchup Maximizer, a podcast presented by Keeping Carlson, where I, Elon Dubrovsky, take a look at next week's NHL schedule and try to come up with who are the best players that we should be targeting for streaming in our head-to-head matchups. We are looking at teams that play a lot of times on days where you'll actually be able to fit the players into your lineup, so not the super busy days, and of course, players that we actually think are going to get some points. So that's the calculation that we're all trying to make as we try to make the most of our rosters as we get closer and closer to potential playoff berths. Mike, a cupful team. I just got to say, it looks like I'm going to win this week. Going to be 10-5. I'm starting to let myself peek at the playoff schedules. It's very exciting, but I don't want to get ahead of myself here. But definitely next week, another must-win week for me, and I'm sure for a lot of you. So let's dive into it. We've got a pretty interesting week for streaming, I'd say. So this is the week of January 20th to January 26th. Monday, 18 teams playing. Tuesday, 16 teams playing. So both like busy-ish, but like probably you have a space. But again, this is definitely going to be the kind of thing, which I often say, where you're going to have to set your lineups and see for yourself like what days you actually have openings. Like in a lot of leagues, you might be able to fit someone in the Monday or the Tuesday, but no guarantees. Then Wednesday is light, Friday's light, Sunday's light. Thursday, there's 22 teams playing. So, you know, less likely, but still potentially possible you can fit someone. But I'm going to consider that a busy day. And then Saturday is our really busy day with 26 teams playing. So it's really hard for me to say, like, how many busy days, what's a busy day, what's a light day. Because again, Monday, 18 teams, Tuesday, 16, Thursday, 22. I'm just going to, for the purposes of this, I'm going to assume that Monday and Tuesday are light and Thursday and Saturday are busy. And with that, there is one clear schedule where we don't really have to worry about it. And that is the Winnipeg Jets. They play Monday, Wednesday, Friday, Sunday. So assuming you can fit on the Monday, which is a busier than normal Monday, 18 teams, then you're definitely going to fit on the Wednesday, Friday, Sunday. So Winnipeg Jet would definitely be a good team to target to guarantee those four games. So I think there could potentially be better schedules, like depending on how you want to play it. Like, for example, let's say you have an opening on Monday and an opening on Thursday. You could take a look at a team like the Bruins, who play Monday, Wednesday, Thursday, Saturday, which is only like 3 days instead of four that you'd get from Winnipeg, assuming you're not gonna be able to fit the Saturday. But like, you can get the Monday, Wednesday, Thursday, and then drop for someone playing Friday, Sunday, like Chicago, potentially get five games out of that roster spot. Versus if you grab a Winnipeg Jet, you just got to kind of stick with that player all week long to get that value, to get that Sunday game. So it is sometimes nice to consider like how many games I can get early in the week and then reassess, especially if it's a player that normally you wouldn't be rostering. Like, I'm looking at the Jets here. Who are we going to stream in, right? Like, we've talked about them a bunch of times on the show before. Nothing really ever changes in Winnipeg. Like, you got your top power play, Scheifele, Connor, Velarde, Ehlers, Morrissey. You're never going to get a sniff of them in free agency in any league. And then everyone else is just so meh. Like, the best is Nino Niederreiter, I think, even though his deployment isn't anything special. He's like a third liner and power play too. But Nino, like, consistently does stuff. So he would definitely be my top pick. And I think he's someone that you can run to for this week and get those four games, assuming you can fit the Monday. Nino's like, he's pretty good. He's been cold a couple games, but then like 3 games ago, he had a goal and an assist. So if you just get one game like that, 12.25 cupful points, he had 7 shots in that game. That would have like been worth it for the whole week, pretty much, for a streamer. So yeah, you could do a lot worse than Nino Niederreiter. He would be my top pick. And then sure, I could tell you about how like Adam Lowry is centering Nick Ehlers recently. He scored a goal today in the 3-1 loss to Calgary. By the way, I'm recording this Saturday night, like around 10 p.m. So after most of the games haven't played. So yeah, Adam Lowry playing with Ehlers, I like that. That could be someone to consider if you're in a deeper league. But you know, I don't know. Like, I guess I'm sure Cole Perfetti is going to get rostered in a bunch of leagues with this good schedule next week. I've really kind of lost interest. Like, he just does so little almost all the time. Every once in a while, he'll have like a multi-point game, but it'll be surrounded by like 6-0 games before and after it. So I'm pretty over Cole Perfetti at this point, at least in the short term. So yeah, Nino Niederreiter, I think, obviously is a guy to go for. And then Adam Lowry, maybe. And those are your best bets over on the Winnipeg Jets. Or, like I said, you may just go for another team and maybe think a little bit shorter term. Because there's a bunch of other teams here that are going to give you three off day games or light games, as opposed to Winnipeg that gives four. And again, I'm considering only Thursday and Saturday as busy days, but you'll have to check the Monday, Tuesday yourself. But like the Colorado Avalanche, for example, that's a pretty good schedule. You can get a Monday, Wednesday, and then they play again Saturday, Sunday. So you can get those two early week games and then move on Thursday, or you can hold on to get that Sunday game, depending on how things are shaking out. Colorado is a very fun team to stream fun right now because they keep changing up their lines. And so some person that might be available in free agency ends up getting a really good deployment spot. For example, in today's blowout win over Dallas, winning 6-3, Ross Colton was playing on the top line with Rantanen and MacKinnon. So that's a pretty sweet spot. You'll definitely want anyone playing with Rantanen and MacKinnon. Colton, though, didn't get any points, so not as good, but definitely that would still be someone that I would be taking a look at if he's going to hold that deployment for the Monday, Wednesday, and they just won the game. So I think that's definitely a name you want to look at. A player who had a big game, by the way, is Casey Mittelstadt, 1 goal and 2 assists. He's been super cold for a while now, but he was playing on, I guess you'd call it the second line with Lehkonen and Drouin. So I think anyone on that second line is somewhat interesting. I'll be honest, like I would need to see more from Casey Mittelstadt before I'm really excited to buy in. Like, yeah, that was one really cool game, but aside from that, he like really was doing nothing. Like, he had 3 cardio games in a row with no goals, no assists, no shots, no hits, no blocks, and then yeah, he breaks out for this 1 goal, 2 assists. But for me, I don't think I'd be jumping on Mittelstadt. I would be more excited to jump on, say, Jonathan Drouin if you can get him. He's been not too great, but you know, he did take 5 shots today, had 1 goal, 2 assists, so also a really good game against Dallas. And then I guess your other is Lehkonen. You probably won't be able to get Lehkonen. Like, he's 51% rostered. So assuming you can't get Lehkonen, I think I'd be looking at Drouin and Ross Colton as my top two targets. And also, by the way, I would take a look at Josh Manson over on defense, especially if you're in a situation where you have an open D spot on Saturday. Maybe you just only roster 3 Ds for 4 spots, or 4 Ds and one of them happens to not be playing on the Saturday. Manson's great for those peripherals, right? He's going to give you solid hits and blocks most games. He shoots sometimes, and he did have 2 assists today against Dallas. Like, you know, if Colorado's gonna score a lot of goals, I think Josh Manson isn't too bad. And I guess actually Colorado has a few guys like that. They also have Sam Girard, but his peripherals just aren't as great generally. So I think I would give the edge to Josh Manson. So yeah, some fun names definitely for you to consider over on Colorado. Get that Monday, Wednesday, then you can reassess. The next schedule maybe that's worth looking at is the Tampa Bay Lightning. They go Monday, Tuesday, which are both, again, like borderline busy days. I'm not sure, but if you can fit them, you can get Monday, Tuesday, and then Friday, Saturday. So the nice thing here is you get 3 games by Friday, which is the same as Winnipeg, and then you just, you know, move on. You're not going to be able to fit your Tampa streamer in for Saturday, but then you get someone else maybe to go for Sunday, unless the player ends up doing really well. And like one name that jumps out on Tampa that I have to mention, I'm going to talk about him with Brian also on the Mega Show tomorrow. Darren Radish has been getting top power play time. Lewis and Elizabeth talked about this on Short Shifts, that Tampa's been doing some weird things with their power plays, but hey, it's worked out for Darren Radish, who today in the win over Detroit, 1 goal, 1 assist, both on the power play, 4 shots on goal. I don't know how long this will last, but as long as Radish is on a power play with Kucherov, Point, and Gensel, that is pretty sweet. Okay, and Hedman is on another power play that also got a similar amount of time, and Kucherov is on both of them, but I'd say the Kucherov, Point, Gensel one is the more appealing one, and if Radish is going to be there, that's something. By the way, it wasn't just one good game for Darren Radish. This was his 3rd game in a row getting a point, and he's been taking 3, 2, 4 shots recently. So I don't know how long this deployment is going to last for Darren Radish, but I think especially if you could just get the Monday, Tuesday, and then especially if you have an open D spot on Saturday also, like why not take a look at Darren Radish and see how long this will last? I think that's a clear, great streamer, you know, maybe streamer of the week, especially if it could potentially be a hold. Like, what if he actually holds this good roster spot for the rest of the season and you need D? D's just obviously so much harder to come by. As far as the forwards go, you know, like, you're not going to get any of the good ones, similar to Winnipeg, and there's not really such great deployment. Like, I guess with these power plays, you could look at, like, Mitchell Chaffee that was playing on that power play with Kucherov, Point, Gensel, and Darren Radish. But, like, come on, I'm not going to... I don't think I'm going to be recommending Mitchell Chaffee here on this episode. So I'm trying to look for like a forward that's not rostered too high that maybe you'd be interested in. Like, I guess Nick Paul sometimes does something. Like, you can do worse than Nick Paul. Everyone else, yeah, he's pretty much the only name I could think of a forward that would be worth going for here for the Monday, Tuesday. So yeah, Nick Paul or Darren Radish. I think Radish just really jumps out to me with his little hot run recently and the deployment. So there's Tampa Bay. I guess next we can go to their friends from the same state, the Stanley Cup champ Florida Panthers. They also have a pretty good schedule. They go Tuesday, Wednesday, and then Saturday, Sunday. So you can get those two early games and then decide if also that Sunday is worth holding on for. Their lines are interesting. So, okay, today's game you have to throw up because Sam Reinhart got kicked out of the game. But like going into the game, the plan was Barkov, Tkachuk, Reinhart really loading up the top line. And that doesn't leave too much else for everyone else there. Sam Bennett has been super cold. He might be one of those people that I could recommend as like he might get dropped because his manager is so frustrated. And then that could be an opportunity for you because I think Sam Bennett is better than his, like, what is it, one assist in like a million games now? It looks like 15 games with only one assist. But like, you look at the shots, he had 6 shots today, 7 shots in the previous game. So it's like something's going to start going in at some point. So I think if Sam Bennett is out there for you, might as well take him for the Tuesday, Wednesday, and then you could always decide if he's worthwhile after that. Assuming you can't get Bennett, he still has 51% rostered on Yahoo. Anton Lundell, he scored a goal today. He also scored a goal in the previous game. I've always liked Anton Lundell. I think he's a really good player. I think next season might be the one where he really starts to break out once he gets better deployment. If Bennett, for example, like walks away in free agency. Today, they were rolling with Verhage, Lundell, and Jesper Voqvist, who, by the way, Voqvist has been randomly scoring some goals recently. So in a super deep league, I guess you can do worse than a Jesper Voqvist, especially if he's playing with Lundell and Verhage. That's not too bad of a line. So yeah, I think Lundell and Voqvist would be the two clear, potentially available Florida Panthers to add for the Tuesday, Wednesday. I guess there's always like Evan Rodriguez, right? Like everyone, I feel like you can't do a matchup maximizer show or show like that and not mention Evan Rodriguez. He's kind of always let me down, but I look at the game log and he's actually been doing okay lately. He's been taking some shots, generally gets decent deployment, though. Going into today's game, Rodriguez started playing with Greer and Nosek on the third line, though then after Reinhart was out, he went to the top line to play with Barkov and Tkachuk. I think I would lean Lundell over Rodriguez, then probably him, and then, yeah, Jesper Boqvist is just like a fun name to throw out there. I don't actually have much faith in Boqvist doing much for you. Let's take a break here, and then it looks like we have 3 more teams with 3 off-day games, and I'll still even throw a couple other teams at you, because maybe you can fit a Thursday. There's a lot available to you this week, so it's a fun where you can maybe get some players that not only have good schedules, but players you actually like. So let's talk about some more after this quick break. Playoffs? We're talking about playoffs? You bet we are! Get in on the action at DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NFL. Scoring touchdowns is the key to winning in the playoffs, and you can score big by betting on them at DraftKings, the number one place to bet touchdowns. Ready to place your first bet? Try betting on something simple like a player to score 6. Go to DraftKings Sportsbook app and make your pick. Or hey, you may be interested in hockey. I'm taking a look now at some hockey futures. The odds for the Vezina Trophy are crazy. They've got Connor Hellebuck -2,000. That's like basically they think Connor Hellebuck's going to run away with this. Of course, odds subject to change. The next lowest odds on the list right now, Logan Thompson. Wasn't expecting to see his name there. I guess Allmark won it a couple years ago in a 50-50 tandem. Anyways, it's fun. You can check it out. The odds for all the awards for the NHL. Who's going to win the cup? You can bet on basically anything over at DraftKings Sportsbook. And by the way, new DraftKings customers can bet $5 to get $200 in bonus bets instantly. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app and use code THPN. That's code THPN for new customers to get $200 in bonus bets instantly when you bet just $5 only on DraftKings Sportsbook. The crown is yours.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. In New York, call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY-467-369. In Connecticut, help is available for problem gambling. Call 888-789-7777 or visit ccpg.org. Please play responsibly. On behalf of Boot Hill Casino and Resort in Kansas, 21 and over, age and eligibility varies by jurisdiction. Void in Ontario. Bonus bets expire 168 hours after issuance. For additional terms and responsible gaming resources, see dkng.co/ice.
All right, so we've covered the Jets. the Lightning, the Avalanche, the Panthers. Let's keep going and talk about the Vegas Golden Knights and the Utah Hockey Club. Both have the same schedule, Monday and then Thursday, Friday, Sunday. So it's definitely nice to pass on that Saturday that's super busy. So it's possible you're going to get all four games, depending on if you can fit that busy Thursday and the somewhat busy Monday. So again, you have to check your schedule. But I saw that Nick Schmaltz was dropped in my Kakupful division earlier this week, and he wasn't going to give me more games in this specific week, the one that we're in right now. But I was looking to the future and like, okay, I could fit four games from Nick Schmaltz, and I think he might be a hold for the rest of the season. So I figured it was worth it, and he's done well in the games since I have added him. So, you know, I've always kind of complained on these shows that Nick Schmaltz, I don't get why he's rostered so low on Yahoo, but I've never actually been able to experience Nick Schmaltz being available. So it was fun that actually I had that opportunity, so I was able to put my money where my mouth is, and I'm hoping Nick Schmaltz is going to be a hold, yeah, for the rest of the season. And if he is out there for you, 20% rostered on Yahoo only, that's a great schedule next week, and I just have a lot of faith that he's top line, top power play, getting all the deployment. Like, Logan Cooley is up to 48%. Like, what's the difference? Like, they're both great. Like, I'm not saying anything bad about Logan Cooley, but they get the same deployment. Like, they get similar points. Like, yeah, give me Nick Schmaltz, okay? So he's definitely a guy to grab. But assuming you can't get Nick Schmaltz, let's say if you're in the Kakupful and you're looking at a Utah Hockey Club player to stream in, it gets trickier, right? Because the top power play today... I should mention that Sergachev was injured. So if it turns out that Sergachev is going to be out for a while, then yeah, Michael Kesselring is the one who took Sergachev's spot there, and he scored a goal today. It has five shots so far in this game against St. Louis. It looks like maybe that's not over yet. The score is currently 4-2 for Utah, by the way. So yeah, Michael Kesselring, and he's been okay-ish recently, even with Sergachev in the lineup, but it's a very different situation, right? But definitely I would take a look at Michael Kesselring if we get information about Sergachev being out for next week, and you'd get four games of the top power play guy. Aside from him, you know what? Barrett Hayton actually has been doing something recently, which is more than you can say about him most of the time. He had a two-assist game against the Rangers with four shots. In the previous game, he had five shots. So maybe... I don't know. I don't want Trev to write that I said Barrett Hayton. So I'm saying him, but I don't actually want to say him. Like, in terms of the line combinations, I should mention, by the way, I said the power plays. With Gunther out, it's been Keller, Schmaltz, and Cooley on the top line. So that's left Hayton to play with Matias Michelli and Josh Doan. Josh Doan has been on the top power play. So he's another guy that, just based on deployment, I would take Josh Doan over Barrett Hayton, but it is worth mentioning that Josh Doan hasn't done very much. He's had one goal in these five games since he's come up. So I don't know. I don't really want either, to be honest. Like, it's risky. Like, Josh Doan could be a fun play. Like, you generally want someone on the top power play, but for me, I would just find that a little bit risky, that you might just get all zeros and you wasted this move and got four couple points over four games. You know, that's definitely a possibility. Matias Michelli actually is someone I would definitely take over these guys. I like Michelli, and maybe he's getting more ice time. That's a pretty good roster spot, I guess, to put Barrett Hayton. I think you'd call that the second line. Hayton, Michelli, and Josh Doan. I guess the other line is Lawson Kraus, Bjugstad, and Jack McBain. Maybe it's more of a middle six. But yeah, Michelli's kind of been going. He had two goals against the Rangers. He had an assist the game before. I've always thought he was good. I don't know why he's kind of disappeared this season. Maybe you could take a look at him, but yeah, I guess not, to be honest. So not too much excitement over in Utah if you can't get a Nick Schmaltz. And then, yeah, take a look at that defense with Michael Kesselring. And then, yeah, the other team I said with the same schedule is the Vegas Golden Knights. I know that I was talking to Brian earlier today, and he was looking at potentially streaming in Victor Olofsson. But then as he was thinking about it, his opponent, I believe, for next week ended up sneaking up and taking Olofsson from him. So we'll see how that turns out. Olofsson has scored a goal today in this game against Chicago, which is still going. It's currently 5-3-4 Chicago. And Olofsson, yeah, is getting the decent-ish deployment that's made him somewhat interesting since he came back from his injury, though it looks like he's been bumped from the top power play. The top power play today has been Stone, Hurdle, Eichel, Dorofeyev, and then Shea Theodore. So Olofsson's been playing with Hurdle and Dorofeyev on the second line, so it's not the worst spot, but clearly the guy that's in the better spot right now, if you could somehow still get him, is Pavel Dorofeyev, who was super hot earlier in the year and then went like totally away and disappeared, and now he's hot again, right? He hasn't gotten a point today, but he has five shots. So I would definitely go with Dorofeev if he is out there. If I can get a top power play guy on Vegas, I think that's pretty clearly someone I want, more so than like a Josh Doan top power play on Utah, especially because Dorofeev has actually been doing stuff lately. So yeah, I think that's a pretty sweet get if you can get him. And then if not, yeah, I would still take a look at a Victor Olofsson, especially because those guys are playing with the red hot Tomáš Hertl, which is not something we've been able to say lately. But look at that game log. He's having a big game today, 2 goals and 1 assist. It's a 5-game point streak now for Hertl, a couple multi-point games in there, I guess 3 of them now after today. So maybe it's getting to a point where you want to have someone with that exposure to Hertl, especially if you can get at even strength and on the power play. So that's why Dorofeev really stands out. So I would put Dorofeev way up there as like a streamer of the week for me, you know, right along with Nino Niederreiter or above a Nino Niederreiter. So I'm not sure if there's anyone I've said that I would take over Dorofeev. So yeah, he's looking like really good and only 30% rostered, which may be too high. So you may be listening to this just frustrated that I'm recommending someone that's not even available to you. I guess another name I'll throw out there who's been doing absolutely nothing forever is William Karlsson. But every once in a while, William Karlsson just randomly goes with like a 4 or 5 game point streak. So I think it's not outside of the realm of possibility. If you wanted to just, you know, take a shot in the dark there, it's a name that on a good schedule. Like, I don't think I would grab William Karlsson on Monday for the whole week, because again, the schedule is Monday and then Thursday, Friday, Sunday. But if you can get Thursday against St. Louis and then you get 3 games in 4 days, like, I think a lot of these fringier Vegas players become interesting. The last team that gives us 3 off-day games next week, like assuming that Thursday and Saturday are the days to avoid, would be the Chicago Blackhawks. They only play 3 times, but it's Monday and then Friday, Sunday. This could be a team where you just wait till the Friday. I don't know. I mean, it depends who you're going for. There are some players in Chicago that have been pretty good lately. And like I mentioned, they've been scoring some points today. But yeah, Tyler Bertuzzi has 2 goals today and he had 2 assists the game before. Bertuzzi has had like a solid enough season. Like, it was a really slow start, but lately he's looking good. He's playing with Bedard at even strength and on the power play. The top line has been Bedard today and Frank Nazar and Bertuzzi. That's a pretty fun line. What's Frank Nazar been up to? He's been around now for a little while. Only 4 points in 17 games. So I see he has an assist today against Vegas. So that's nice to see. But I think I could see him being bumped off that line a lot quicker than Tyler Bertuzzi. So yeah, Bertuzzi's looking good. Teuvo Teravainen, it has been putting up some multi-point games now and then. 2 assists today versus Vegas. I would definitely take Bertuzzi. But if they're both on the top power play, so they're both interesting enough to me. But definitely I would take the guy that's at even strength with Connor Bedard. So if you can get Tyler Bertuzzi on Monday, maybe just secure your 3 games or wait and try to get him later in the week. Maybe add him Thursday for the Friday, Sunday. I think that could be a pretty sweet add and maybe someone you hold on to a little bit longer. I guess I should mention Ryan Donato's the other guy that's been on the top power play. He has an assist today. 4 hits. He's also like gone kind of hot and cold throughout the season. I think you can do worse. I think there's a good chance that in one of these games, Ryan Donato will have a good game for you. So hopefully it'll be earlier in the week so you don't just get frustrated and drop him. So yeah, some fun names over in Chicago. Now let me finish off with a look at the teams that have a really good early week schedule. Specifically, I want to mention the Boston Bruins. I mentioned them at the top. They're going Monday, Wednesday, Thursday. When I was talking to Brian and he was deciding between Olofsson, it was like him and Pavel Zacha. And I said, just go for Pavel Zacha. I think he also had room on the Thursday. And yeah, Boston goes Monday, Wednesday, and then Thursday, Saturday. So it's those 2 busier days to end the week. But I was able to fit Zacha on the Thursday. So I was happy to add him today because things are different in Boston now. The main difference from much of the season is that David Pastrnak is absolutely going off. He just had his 3rd straight 3-point game today. And when Pastrnak is going off, you want to have the guy that's centering him at even strength and on the power play. And that has been Pavel Zacha. So he had a goal and assist today. He had a goal and 2 assists the game before versus Tampa Bay. I know before that, if you look at the game log, it's pretty sparse, but who cares? Pasta's going off. If you can fit the Monday against San Jose, Wednesday against New Jersey, and Thursday against Ottawa. I know now Ottawa has Levi Marilainen, who, you know, is a brick wall, though today he wasn't against Boston. So maybe it'll be more of the same. I think it's a pretty sweet first 3 games to start the week. And then who knows if maybe you hold Zacha the rest of the season. I know that I've got Zacha now and I've got David Pastrnak. I'm looking forward to having that stack. Like, that'll be really fun to just see goals from one assisted by the other. I really hope that they'll be able to keep it up for me. So yeah, Boston is interesting. but obviously it depends who you can fit. Buffalo, similarly, has Monday, Tuesday, and then Thursday. So if you get three games in 4 days, but of course it depends if you can actually fit those games. Buffalo was a team with a good schedule this week. They played Wednesday, Friday, but that was actually two decent off-day games on a week when the Tuesday, Thursday, Saturday were all super busy. Maybe all these Buffalo players who were streamed in were then dropped after the Friday, and now you can go in and get them back. So I'm talking about your Jason Zucker, who's gone a bit cold lately, but is still getting decent-ish deployment. Like, I don't know, Buffalo's now lost a couple games, or they at least lost that last game, so maybe things will change, but I do like Jason Zucker if he's going to play with Tage Thompson still and on the top power play. You know, JJ Paterka is only 34% rostered, so I would definitely go for him. I still think the upside is there. Jack Quinn, I mentioned him last week. I said that he might be a good guy to look at, and he totally let us down with 2-0 games this week. That doesn't mean he won't be good next week. At least, you know, again, three games in 4 days. If he's on the top power play, I like Jack Quinn. Even strength in his last game, he was playing with Peyton Krebs and Zach Benson, so that's not great. But the lines were pretty crazy. I'll bet you they're going to change around. It was Tage with Zucker and Ryan McLeod, and Ryan McLeod had himself a good game. I don't know if it was the Wednesday or the Friday. Let me check. But now he's on the IR, I'm seeing. Man, what a bummer for Ryan McLeod. Yeah, he had a hat trick against Carolina. So right, that was on the Wednesday. And then nothing on the Friday, so he's gone. So the lines are definitely going to change. Check and see who's playing with Tage and Jason Zucker, and you probably want that person. So yeah, take a look at Buffalo. Carolina, same deal, Monday, Tuesday, Thursday, Saturday. I was tempted to just hold on to Jordan Staal for the Monday, Tuesday, but I ended up going for Pavel Zacha, who I like a lot better. But, you know, Jordan Staal continues to have that good schedule, but at the same time, he's not going to be having those big games like he did already now a couple weeks ago. This week, I held him just for the Wednesday, Friday. He had an assist on the Friday, so it gave me something. I was okay with that. But with Carolina, they're switching their lines all the time. Just look at the lines and see, like, I guess, okay, I might as well actually give you something with Carolina. Who had a good last couple of games that might be available to you? I guess maybe a name that jumps out is, like, Jacob Slavin actually has points in two straight games. So if you could use a defenseman, you know, that if you can fit the Slavin on Monday, Tuesday, Thursday, Saturday, maybe you consider him. Like, he plays a ton of minutes. Like, the team scores some goals. I'm surprised he doesn't get more points. So maybe this is the start of something. But yeah, aside from him, like, honestly, I like Jordan Staal probably. But it depends how the lines shake out there of the potentially available Carolina guys. And I think that pretty much does it for the teams that will give us either three off-day games, which I went through all of them, and or a team that just gives you a good early week schedule. Actually, no, let me throw one more at you. The Columbus Blue Jackets are going Monday, Wednesday, Thursday, Saturday. So that's the same as the Bruins. So yeah, if you can fit the Monday and the Thursday, then definitely Columbus is a fun team to go for. I assume it's too late for you to get Adam Fantilli if it's not. Like, pause the pod. We already said it. Like, he's crushing it. Yeah, only 18% rostered still. He's taken Monahan's spot, and he's fantastic there. He finally had his point streak broken today when Columbus lost 1-0 to the Rangers. And Igor Shesterkin, still not a terrible game for Fantilli, who played 21 minutes and 59 seconds and had three shots on goal. But yeah, if he's still out there, that seems like a pretty obvious guy to get for as long as Monahan is out, and then you can see how the lines will shake out. And then, yeah, I know Kent Johnson has gone, like, slightly cold. He had that one good game against San Jose last week, but I would definitely take a look at Kent Johnson if you can fit those three games in 4 days if he's been dropped. So yeah, those are a couple of names I would definitely look at if you can get them over in Columbus. Hope you enjoyed this rendition of the Matchup Maximizer. I'm going to get all loaded up to deliver a mega show with Brian to you tomorrow. That's going to be a ton of fun. So make sure you subscribe to Keeping Carlson to get those shows. And of course, the short shifts that are going to continue to be coming out 2 times a week all the way to the end of the year. So we're going to make sure we have you covered and you don't miss anything in the world of fantasy hockey to help you try to get that championship in your league. So yeah, thanks again for listening, and I'll talk to you tomorrow at the mega show. See ya.